Elizabeth Tibbetts. In this letter, the account of a woman who has been observed acting incredibly strangely is reported. The author suspects that she has either been bewitched or is a witch herself. He is absolutely certain of what he has seen and that the devil must be behind her bizarre behaviour. 2 November 1672. All our wonder hereabouts is employed at the strange condition of a maid near us, one Elizabeth Tibbetts, of about 18 years of age, living with her uncle, one Thomas Crofts, at a place called Hust, in the parish of Stoneleigh, about 2 miles hence. Which maid, for about these 3 weeks past, has been taken with strange fits, in which she has vomited up several things incredible, as first, several pebble stones, near as big as eggs, knives, scissors, pieces of glass, some of them 2 or 3 inches square, pieces of iron, an iron bullet of at least 8 inches round and 2.5 pounds weight, a black drinking pot of near 1/2 pint, pieces of cloth and wood, a pocket pistol, a pair of pincers, bottoms of yarn, and several other things, many whereof are now at our mares, and have been evidently seen to come out of her mouth by many credible witnesses. Nor should I myself venture to give you this relation, which seems so unlike truth, had I not myself been an eyewitness, with my most curious observation of so much of it, that I am confirmed in the belief of the whole. All which is imputed to some diabolical practices of one Watson, a strange kind of an empiric, to whom she was sometime a patient, who had, it seems, so wrought with her as that she had promised him marriage, and to go with him, though she knew not whither, but afterwards refused it, immediately upon which she fell into those fits. Yet now she has respites, during which she appears reasonably well, and I have heard her discourse very rationally of herself and her condition, a full account whereof would be too long to give. 'Tis said, these 4 or 5 days past, in which I have not seen her, somewhat appears to her in the shape of a dog. Now, whether she is bewitched, or whether she be a witch, or whether the devil be in her as well as some others of her sex, I know not. But that what I have told you seemed, to the most vigilant eye, to be infallibly true, is not doubtable. So that it be not really so, I can only say the devil's in it, who you may perhaps may fancy to be in him that gives this seemingly incredible relation, which be pleased to accept for better for worse, from, sir, your most obliged, humble servant, Ralph Hope.